I want to be your local holy virgin because it's a new year. Yeah, I'm going with that. Yeah.
And I am recently broken.
Oh, wow.
We'll talk about that in a minute, though.
We'll get into
it. We'll talk about it.
Get into it. We'll get into it.
Get into it, yeah. Hey.
Get into it. Welcome back. It is us. It is Ginger Garbage. We are back for new year, new season. Where have we been?
Well, who wants to start? Because I feel like both of us had very similar happenings, actually.
Yeah. Before we get into it, we should probably go over our New Year's resolutions, you know?
Do I have those?
Let's start off with what we're grateful for 2024 and what we're looking forward to this year. And then we're going to rewind and see where the hell we've been. Let's get into it.
2024. I want a boyfriend. I think I'm ready at 25.
Dating in your 20s. Oh, wow.
I think I'm excited.
She wants a boyfriend, y'all.
I think I'm ready.
Open up the lines. Open up the chats. Drop a comment. I want to see all the bachelors to the front immediately.
I honestly think I'm ready at this point.
Okay, good.
I have not been for a very long time, and I think I'm ready. I think that's my goal for 2024.
Congratulations. How did you come to this revelation?
Being scared of living alone.
Oh.
And dying alone.
Oh, well, that'll do
no,
it.
No, for real. I have a new job now. Oh, I have something going on in my life right now that is actually leading to a better lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I think that it would be a good addition.
I think so. I think so, too. And I'm rooting for you. I'm in your corner rooting for you. He'll have to step to the side when we get married, though, but whatever.
Oh.
I won't be a jealous, but whatever. Yeah.
I was going to say, who are you fighting if I do get a boyfriend, though? Because I feel like it's going to be everybody.
I'm fighting everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone are fighting. I'm fighting everyone. You know me. I like to fight. Actually, no. This 2024, I'm putting my fists down. No more fighting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a peaceful world.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you. Yeah.
No fighting except for gentlemen suitors.
Exactly. 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 I love that for you. Okay. What am I looking forward to in 20? I need to turn my mic volume down.
Marrying ever so me. Slightly. Single by 25.
Well.
Yes.
I am 25.
Me. Oh.
And I am single.
Single by 26.
Well, I will be. I don't think I'm going to be in a relationship this year. I'm not really.
Obviously, it's me.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's me.
And Nina.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll fight her for that.
Okay.
I'll win.
You know what? I will pay to see that. Anyways, what I'm looking forward to in 2024 is financial stability. Everyone say it with me. Financial stability. No
stability
more.
Stability financial.
Stability to financial? Yes.
Keep going.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to improving my French. I've been learning a lot. Shout out to Serenity and Rachel. They've been teaching me a lot of French, and it's been going really well. So I'm looking to move from beginner to intermediate. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, it's been going well. It's going well. What are you guys looking forward to in 2024? Sound off in the comments.
Ooh.
Yeah. And what was 2023 like for y'all? Just sound off in the comments as well. We want to read it. We love to read it.
We're going
to
get there.
We are going to get there. We are going to get there. Wow. 2024.
Who's going to go first? That's the real question. Because I feel like it's a lot for both of us.
It's a lot for both of us. We're gonna summarize what happened to us this year. Where did we go? Why we disappeared off the face of the earth? Where our sponsors are and all that kind of stuff.
Actually, the two of us might not even know everything. So we're going to spill.
Oh, yeah. We're going to spill. We're going to spill the beans. We've been saving it just for you guys to get our first reactions at everything. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember to follow us on all of our socials. Remember to follow Matt the editor. Wow. Follow Matt the editor, and make sure you follow Chili the artist.
Oh, I don't have to. It's Matt the editor now.
Matt the editor. Matt the Yelliter and Chili the Artist. We will always be pinging them and putting their socials on our socials for you to follow and commission them for all your audio and your imagery needs. Wink. Okay, let's get into this mess. How are you doing?
Let's get into this mess. Well,
Well,
if you were physically sitting here, you would admit that I've been better. I'm actually currently wearing a heart monitor and a few other things because it's not going the way I want it to. Yeah, my mother pulled, you know, the thing that you do with dogs where you're like, all right, doggy, it's time to have a fun day. We're going to go on a walk and all these things. And then you pull up and it's the vet office. My mother did that to me just with the doctor's office. She was like, we're going to have a girl's day, all these things, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, I will not go to the doctor, which is really ironic if you think about it. But I will not go to the doctor. And we pull up and it's the doctor's office. And I'm like, it's a Saturday. What in the world? And she's like, no, I got you an appointment.
Oh.
The shit didn't go well during said appointment. I was very upset. Mm-hmm. I asked to be handed the EKG because I didn't believe anything that she was saying. Had it in my hands. It was true. And basically, my heart is just beating when it wants to. It's not really on a rhythm at all, which is not good at less than 25.
Ooh, she's a rhythm nation. Janet Jackson tease. Damn, okay. Okay.
To the rhythm of the night.
Right.
So, basically, shit needs to get fixed and fast because I have gotten to the point where I have passed out just at random times. Some people who have been working with me know that I have been having some cardiac events during recording sessions and things like that. So I'm unfortunately taking responsibility for myself and fixing it because as much fun as that sounds, the idea of me dropping dead is actually not that unperceivable at this point.
And it's not on the 2024 wish list.
No, exactly.
It's not.
So I now have a thing that I hit a button and it sends messages directly to my doctor and my emergency contacts. I haven't used it yet. There's also another button for just marking, you know, when I have the feelings that I'm having a cardiac event, things like that. You know, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but I'm working on it.
Cool, 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 cool.
So I don't think I told you that.
No, you did not. No, you did not. That's new. I had one. That's
pretty new.
Earlier last year. No, I think I had it late 2022. Girl,
I remember that. That was scary.
It was very scary. I'm scared for you, but I know you'll be fine. I think this is gonna be the season where we stop blurting out our cusses. I'm tired. I'm tired. Y'all are gonna hear me, and y'all are gonna hear me loud and clear. We're putting the E in ginger garbage. That's that. Yeah. So if you guys haven't already been able to guess, this is a 2023-2024 kind of thing. We're restarting. It's a fresh new year. Oh wait, you mentioned recording things. What else have you been up to this year? Well, the past year,
I've been doing a lot of voice acting. I've been doing a lot of voice acting.
Talk about it.
I also have been going on stage, which don't think that you're getting out of this get together without seeing me singing for 7 minutes about having sex in space, because you're not. I will show it to you by the end of this recording.
Oh, wow.
Maybe when we're done, because you have to see it. And I'm genuinely upset at you that it's taken you this long.
To be fair.
But I've been doing a lot of on stage and off stage stuff.
Nice, nice. To be fair, I had no home.
I know.
Well, I don't mean that I had no home, but we'll get into that.
On the street.
No, never that. It never gave on the street. Never with the tents. Ugh, the ghetto.
Anyway, so that has been my year. I also switched jobs, and I'm a lot happier now. I am currently working for a surgeon who has basically decided that him in his life as a younger, older person with no children and nothing else going on in his life except for surgery has decided to take on the chaotic gremlin that is myself. And I am currently trying to break him into turning into me. It's going interestingly. He sent me the other day, I sent him a TikTok and he spelled it TikTok. He's learning. He's TikTok getting there.
On the clock. Okay, Kesha.
I am currently slowly breaking the man. And that's been the goal the entire time.
Okay,
period. I did get him recently. He enjoys vines. There's been a couple that he's liked. I do hear, yeah, I sure hope it does.
I haven't like, heard that I one hear that in pretty regularly. So long.
He loved that one.
I love that one.
I also said to him one day when he was telling me things to do, I was like, oh, slay. And so the rest of the day, everything was, oh, big slay, massive slay, enormous slay.
Ultra slay.
Like, literally, he was just, like, taking it to the 10. So, like, I'm breaking him.
Okay,
it's happening.
I love that. Okay, wow, it's happening. It's happening.
It's happening.
So, as y'all know, I'm in an a cappella group. And yes. This year, we've had, oh my gosh, we have a couple international students, right? And so, they know English, but North American or Western English is very different from the English that is taught in schools. For example, one of my friends was like, what did we say? Me and Serenity said something, and it was like, oh yeah, she ate that. And one of the international students was like, oh my gosh, you guys actually say that? It's like, they hear it on TikTok and stuff like that. You know, AAV is a very popular thing on TikTok. And so the vernacular is very popular, but it's not like people outside, unless you're in it, when you're outside of it, people don't actually think that we talk like that. Like saying slay, like that ate down, wig, boots, honey, wig tea, like all of that stuff is such a culture shock to those that are not a part of Western media. So when we first said, oh, yeah, she ate that, our friend was like, what? She ate what?
Yep. That is my boss.
Yeah,
that is my boss.
And slay is so universal.
I don't think he understood slay.
No, and you can.
Oh yeah, I can't say that one.
No. You gotta teach him cunt. Gotta tell him when something is cunty. Cunty with the blunty.
No, I actually did. I actually said something was serving, and he was really confused by that one. I didn't put like an adjective or a noun with it. I was just like, oh, this is serving realness. And he was like, what? You know, it's giving.
It's
like
giving.
It was not going well. You should have seen him when I was trying to explain. I was eeby and neeby to sleeby. Pretty much had a stroke at that one.
You was weddy to weddy to weddy?
I am eeby and neeby to sleeby.
I am eeby, neat. What? You just made that up.
No, I've been saying it for so long.
You just made that up. I never heard that one before.
I'm eeby and neeby to sleeby.
I'm red booby to sleeve. Where did Nicki Minaj?
I'm sleepy and anyway.
I'm just a little guy.
That's okay.
I'm just a little guy.
Oh, you tell your story and then I'll teach you what I learned over this 2023. You tell a story.
Oh.
About your 2023.
I quit my job! I quit my job, y'all. I'm no longer working for a retail company. And now that I don't work for this retail company, I'm going to slander them so hard. So for those that know, I worked at a retail company that sold technology and office supplies. And I guess you could also get print and marketing materials. But once again, let's keep it vague because we don't actually know what I'm talking about. And I don't want to get sued for defamation.
No, so, I do, but it's fine.
Oh. Yeah, period. But yeah, I worked for this big box brand company. I was a service manager, customer service manager, and I worked as the marketing manager. And let me tell you, this is probably the worst job I've ever had. Guys, do not work in retail management. Say it with me. We're not going to work in retail management because we care about ourselves and we love ourselves. I know that's hard to say. We love ourselves. Okay. That was the hardest. I knew I needed to quit when so there's three types of managers. There's service manager, which is what I was. There's and then there's general manager, which kind of oversees the entire store. There's other managers as well, like that are above us, like our district manager, which manages all the managers in our region and stuff like that. But we're not going to get into the nitty gritty anyways. And anyways,
anyway,
the week before I quit, no, 2 days before I quit, what had happened? I wasn't feeling well at all. Like, I just mentally wasn't there. I wasn't present. And mind you, I'm not really a guy. If I'm not feeling mentally well, I'll still push through it. I'm still going to do what I got to do and still get stuff done. Right. So like a lot of the times I will push myself and go to work and do what I got to do, even though I wasn't mentally feeling it. Like, you can tell when I'm at work, when I'm not mentally there. People would always be asking me what's wrong, but I'm not one to talk my business because it's my business. Anyways, one time I was like, okay, you know what? I really, really cannot stomach going to work today. So I called and I texted my the and was like, hey, not feeling it today. I can't come in. No. We're gonna make sure I add in all the proper information. So I wasn't feeling well that day. And mind you, the shift before, like the Tuesday before, I worked until 11:30 p.m. My shift ends. I'm only scheduled until 9:30. I was only scheduled until 9 the day before, and I stayed until 11:30. It was the back to school season, and y'all know how y'all do when y'all come to back to school shopping at this place. We spent an extra 2 hours resetting the entire store. We tried our best to reset the entire store, me and my night crew. 2 hours. Keep that in mind. The following day, I was like, I texted the and I was like, hey, I'm not feeling too great. Can I come in an hour? 1 hour later past my designated time. I'm salaried, right? So it shouldn't matter. I didn't get paid for staying those 2 hours. So the least that they can do is let me come in an hour late. They're like, okay, yeah, sure. I'll come in an hour late. Yada bang, bada boom. I come in an hour late. Then that was Wednesday. Fast forward to Saturday. I'm opening and closing with the same pulls me to the side. And it's like, I just want to let you know that was super unprofessional. I cannot, like, you, why would you ask to come in an hour later? That's not what we do here. It's mind you, I've been working for this company for 8 years and this just got hired less than a month ago. I said, what are you talking about? They're like, oh no, you, like, I understand you stayed in like a couple hours late past your shift, but as managers, we're kind of expected to go above and beyond our scheduled hour times to make sure that the store is up and running. I said, I don't do that. I have work-life balance. If I'm scheduled to work and I work past, I'm either getting my money or I'm taking my break. If you're not going to pay me for the 2 hours that I stayed behind, I will take that 2 hours out elsewhere, whether I show up late or I take an extended break. And you don't want me to take an extended break. She's like,
you also name dropped the company.
Can we block that out?
Oh, that's why geez. I was like, oop.
Oh, yeah, let's block it out. Let's block it out. Anyways, so they're like, yeah. Okay, so for our schedule, for those that don't know, salaried is when you get paid for 40 hours, no matter how much or how less you work. You're expected to work 8 hours a day, right? 8 hours a day times five, that is 40. 40 hours a week. You get paid no matter what. It's not hourly. Hourly is when you work by the hour. Yeah. Salary is when you get, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, I don't do that. I have a work-life balance. If I overstay one day, I'm going to come in late another day. They're like, oh, but me and the other don't do that. So it's not fair that you get to do that. I said, there's nothing stopping you guys from doing that. I encourage you guys to take your breaks. If you stay 10 hours one day, why are you doing 8 hours again the other day when you're not getting paid? This is like,
you can get scheduled up to 55 hours and only get paid 40.
Somebody ain't doing the math right.
They're like, yeah, it's in your contract. No, it is not in my contract. I went to go pull up this contract that I signed and it was not there. I gave him my 2 weeks 2 days after that. And the was like,
oh, yeah. Was it because of the conversation we had?
Yes, bitch. Yes, it was. Idiot. I'm not working 55 hours.
About doing that for forever, though.
I never told them that I was quitting, though. Like, I got a new job. Like, I've been looking for a new job forever, but I never told anyone at work that I was looking for a new job. Every time they ask me, I'm always like, oh, you know, whatever's in the works. I'm not really applying right now. Mind you, I applied to like 8 within the last hour. I spent time at work applying for a new job, and I finally got that new job, and I put in my and they're paying me nearly double what I get paid at this other place, my old job, and I do less work.
Yep.
I put in that 2 weeks, and both the co-managers were like, oh, you can take a mental health leave if you want. You don't have to, like, because they didn't like that I put in my 2 weeks without talking to them before. What am I going to talk to you about? You told me that I have to work 15 hours for free. I don't work for free. I don't do anything for free. No. I'm getting something out of it. I'm leaving here with something. Anyways, that was the final straw. I had many arguments with the general manager because they wanted me to go above and beyond my job description, and I wasn't doing that. And you know how they hate black people, so I had to leave. And I left, and I never looked back. F*** you. if you're listening to this podcast, you know exactly who you are.
I was like, nice try.
I know, right? F*** you and your little dog too, okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd the dog do?
I found a new job and it's fine. I just don't like when my bosses argue. They're married, right? So they argue from time to time and it's so awkward.
That's really awkward.
But yeah. Yeah. And I moved out.
Yeah,
moved
same.
Out. Yeah. High five, friend. Yeah, so
yeah, moved look out. At us.
Yeah, we have our apartments now.
I have my own apartment.
Me too. And so it's been going really well. Really, really well so far. That's what happened in 2023. That's why we were gone for so long. House hunting.
We're literally both like lifting our entire lives and fixing them.
Yeah, by the grace of God too. Whoa. But yeah, that's where we've been.
What were you going to say before I interrupted you?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember at all.
Okay.
What else happened this year? We moved out. We got new jobs. We quit our old ones. You're doing your theater thing. You're being a big girl boss. I'm also being artsy. Oh, I'm going to the ICCA competition in January. And I charted... Technically, I made the entire prototype of the ICCA set, but I only charted one of the songs. But shout out to... Oh, I was going to say the acapella group. Anyways, y'all will see us. Okay. Y'all will see us eventually.
You didn't say F you to them.
What?
You could say it.
Say what?
You don't go there anymore.
Go to what?
The school.
No, I won't. Because if I apply for my master's there, I don't want them to listen back to this and be like, well, he said this That's on the fair. Podcast. And you never know who's listening. But as for That's you,
fair. No.
F you. I cannot believe you asked me that f-ing question. Are you f-ing dumb? Someone cut this f-ing mic, idiot. F-ing can't stand you.
Oh, do you want to see? I got a new kid.
What?
I got a kid. Do you want to see? Do you want to see? Do you want to see? Do you want to see?
Sure. Okay, show me little Jeremy. What the heck? I don't see anything. Oh my gosh, you're so skinty.
What?
You're so skinty.
Oh yeah, did I tell you?
Yeah,
oh
my you God. Did.
Wait. I didn't say it on the show. I lost like almost 45, 50 pounds.
Oh my gosh, she's so skinny. Do a walk around. Do a spin around for the camera, no. Please.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I still have the ass though.
Ah, still never lose that ass though. That's that thick. She worked to Beyonce. I love to see it. You guys didn't see.
Have you been screaming that the whole time?
No, I just turned on Zoom and I was like, oh, I can't see anything. And then you walked into frame.
All right, hang on,
I was
hang on, like, ready?
Okay, go again. I wish you guys could see what I see. Go again. No, it's okay. Go ahead. Go do it. Yeah.
I gotta turn my volume up. Hang on, because I want to hear you. Ready?
Okay. Guys, she's skinty. Waist on thinner.
See, like, these are way too big. Like, I've lost so much weight. This is how big
wow,
they were.
Wow, good for you. Good She's for okay. you. Yeah, good for you. We're going to be so good for when we do the live episode, guys.
Gabby's I literally doing the damn completely thing. Forgot about that.
Me too. And guys, we've been doing really well. I put on a good chunk of weight as well. I'm a little muscular, no longer the skinty boy. Still a little thin, but
she's
not
still
not
got
a
the
skinty.
Titties.
Good.
The bra size did not change, and that's important.
Period. And that's
all.
Right,
ready?
That's on
you
that.
Want to see my kid?
Okay, let me see the kid.
Do you want to see my kid?
Let me see the kid.
You ready?
Okay. Oh Lord. Oh, I know this kid. I met this kid before. Okay, go ahead and do it for the audience. Do a little something. Do a little
ready?
Something.
Ready? Basically, I have played this now for two shows. But I was asked during my last show if I would learn.
Go ahead. So now go ahead. I've learned. Do it for the do.
Ta-da.
You better play something. Do something for us, please.
Because it's like circle of fifths, right?
Yeah.
So you got C here. and then everything goes off there. So it's, you got note, mm-hmm. note, mm-hmm. that's the bass line, mm-hmm. right? And then you got major, mm-hmm. minor.
Minor, augmented.
Augment, diminished.
Diminished, oh! Look at
so it's not that hard, actually.
So I know how to play piano like the back of my hand. Can I do this?
I learned pretty fast.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. So whichever way it happens first, whether I come visit you or you come visit me, I need to try this accordion contraption you got. And I still have your Popeye shirt.
Oh, I want that back, actually.
I have not worn it. It's still in pristine condition. It has not left its packaging.
Yes.
So it's still here waiting and ready.
What if
for
it
you.
Doesn't fit?
Even better, though. That means it becomes like a... You can put it in the washer. That'd be so good, though.
That's true.
That'd be so good. I'm so proud of you.
Look at us. Now, is it because I probably have an underlying health thing going on? Yeah, probably.
But you know what? A win is a win.
You turned it into a Fault in Our Stars motherfucker over here.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, and on that note, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Okay,
stinky. Yeah. I don't like that.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk about... What else are we going to talk about? Either way, we still have to do our... put it in the garbage. Things that we hate this week. Our new segment. When we come back, we'll talk about things that we hate. Things that we're going to put in the garbage. Yeah, look at us. We're back. We had to take a little break. Gabby showed me her I wish I was joking.
I don't think you could have said that any better, actually.
Yeah, I saw Gabby's
I'm a very fluid person.
You know what?
When it comes to theater, I have no limits. I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Period. And no worries. We're just about to end. We're just going to get into our new segment that we're going to be having every single week. Put in the garbage.
A new segment. Gee willikers, mister.
Okay, yeah. So, Gabby, what do you want to put in the garbage this week?
I want to put in the garbage... this heart monitor, actually.
Oh, wow.
Today, immediately.
Oh, wow.
Expeditiously.
Oh, wow.
It is... I have a thing right now where I, like, cannot deal with, like, socks or, like, just random, like, things on my body. So having a sticker that I cannot take off, pissing me off.
Okay, that's fair. Don't throw it in the garbage. As for me, I don't like this cold weather that's going on right now. I think it's gross.
I want to
put it in the garbage. Bring back the heat. Bring back summer.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cold in here.
Yeah, it's really, really freaking cold. Oh, well. Well.
We spilled the beans.
We found new jobs in 2023. We grew cocks and we removed them within a year. We found new jobs and I already said that. And yeah.
I don't know. I've been having a pretty great time.
I'm having a pretty good time. I'm not going to lie.
That's my story.
And we're sticking to it. I need water.